It's a power pop band born right here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My Radio got many people's attention with their song, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Now, that song actually wound up in the movie soundtrack for The Joneses, starring Demi Moore and David Duchovny. Fox Sports also used Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Now my radio is back with a new album, Ta-Da 4, and they'll launch it in style at the Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount September 23rd. Now, J.P. Powell writes the song, sings, plays keyboards and guitar. J.P. also studied the fame at the famed Berklee College of Music. And then to top it off, he's also the co-founder of the Lucky and Fortunato restaurants downtown Roanoke. And he's in studio with us this morning on WFIR, along with anchor reporter Gene Morano and me this morning to talk about the new release. And JP, it's good to meet you. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely appreciate it. Now, JP, first question, how long did it take you to put this new album together to come up with the inspirations for the songs and then, JP, get all the production in place?
A little over a year. So, which in terms of making a record, is not too bad, actually.
So you write the songs, correct?
Uh-huh.
Do you get inspiration from the other bandmates, or do you just kind of just sit in a dark corner and write and turn the stuff out?
No, absolutely. The guys in the band, Hunter Johnson, Brett Lemon, Jeff Hoffman, and Jake Zuckerman. These guys, I write the songs, I'll be at a piano or a guitar. I'll come up with the lyrics, the melody, kind of the song structure. But when we go in and we kind of are in the studio working on it, you know, Hunter will have a drum idea that changes the direction of the song, or there might be a guitar part. So, there's a lot of involvement. It's not, you know.
And you said Jake Zuckerman?
Jake Zuckerman, yes.
You're in the restaurant business with Jake, correct?
He's a partner at Fortunato.
Okay.
So.
All right.
He and I met in Boston, so we played in a band together up there called Chauncey, and then somehow I dragged him down here to the Blue Ridge Mountains. So
should also meant that you just went out to do a video for your first song, Alice in California, and of course you've done a little acting at Overnight Sensations. You and I were actually in a play this summer, the mini play. Did that help you when you're styling for the video?
I channeled my stage skills. I think so. I've this kind of experience of being involved with Mill Mountain and Hollins and doing some of these theater things is definitely kind of whet my appetite for video stuff.
So how was that whole process? Was it a long process, shoots and reshoots for the video?
Well, yeah, it was. Well, we're not done yet. So we've got about half the material, which is all the song is about, it's called Alice in California. It's obviously we needed to shoot some of it in California. So that was Brett, who's a great photographer, videographer. So he and I went out there, and we, for 3 days, just shot, in different places, in public, with people walking by, what is this weirdo doing?
But I had in Venice or Santa Monica or whatever?
There was a beach called Dockweiler Beach. Basically, the whole setup for the video is eventually I just, at the end of the song, I guess figure out that California wasn't what I thought it was, so I keep heading west, a.k.a. I walk out into the ocean, basically, while the sun is setting in full clothing. So we hadn't really, there was a lot of theory that went into that, and I kind of thought about a lot of the things, but I'd never actually done it. So, especially, I think sharks really like to feed at that time of the day.
You see any out there?
I didn't stay in long enough. I'd never walked into an ocean fully clothed, and it was one of those things. It was one take. We either get it or we don't. And so I walk in. I chose that beach specifically because it wasn't a good surfing beach, meaning the waves hopefully would be less. But as soon as I got out to about waist high, the shelf just kind of drops out. And so now I'm kind of swimming in full clothing, and then I'm thinking, is there something out here ready to take a bite? But that was the part of it, and then we're gonna do the rest of the video shoot, live band stuff, actually at our show on the 23rd at the Harvester.
Right. So, and then the album is Ta-Da 4. It's My Radio, and the single is Alice in California. And let's hear a little bit of Alice in California from the new album.
side. They fly past the sunlight. They've taken yours, they've taken mine.
That's a good piece right there. That's a piece of Alice in California. And we are talking with J.P. Powell from the band My Radio. They debut their latest album, Ta-Da 4, at the Harvester Performance Center September 23rd. Now, that is a week from Saturday. So, J.P., if you would, tell us who your bandmates are.
Okay, so Hunter Johnson plays drums. And he and I met him when I first moved back here from Boston. So he's also a co-owner at Lucky and Fortunato. And then Brett Lemon, who plays guitar.
Also a very well-known photographer, like you were saying.
Yes, Brett's a great photographer, and we just did our new band photo, I think, on Sunday, and so you'll see that in the Roanoke Times when they Tad's writing a piece for us, and it's a pretty interesting photo that I think fits this record very well. There's a little bit of comedy in there. And then Jeff Hoffman, who is a local musician, bass player, plays in a bunch of great bands here locally. And then Jake Zuckerman, who also plays guitar, and that's the band.
We're gonna play a quick clip from Charlene and Steve McQueen. Is there a quick story behind the motivation for that tune? Are you a big Steve McQueen fan?
Well, yeah, I am. You know, the deal is Charlene is actually my wife, and I've written a song about her, actually more than one, but never with her name in it, and it's always been a running joke since the days we met at Berkeley, actually. There's always been a kind of a running joke with us, is like, when are you going to write a song? And other people, like my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, like, when are you going to put, you know, her name in a song? And I'm like, well, it's a hard name to make it rhyme and sound cool. So for this record, I was like, I got to think of something. And I had this song, and it wasn't going anywhere. And then it just kind of popped in my head, like Steve McQueen. I was like, there's nothing cooler than Steve McQueen. So making a song where I'm comparing my wife to Steve McQueen, and that was the inspiration.
And I don't think she minded that as all. Let's hear a little bit of that song. We talk with J.P. Powell, the band My Radio, their new album, Ta-Da 4, listening part, I guess, a performance Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount, September 23rd. We called you Power Pop at the beginning. Would you describe yourself as that?
I mean, labels are tough. I'll take that label. We're somewhere between indie rock, power pop, melodic rock and roll. I mean, we kind of wear our influences on our sleeve. I mean, I like a lot of the old stuff. I like a lot of the new stuff. So.
Yeah, what did you listen to? You in your teen years.
My brother and I found my parents' Beatles records. And specifically, it was the White Album and Sgt. Pepper's, and that was vinyl. Mm-hmm. That's my first experience with music, I think. Headphones, my parents' records, a lot of Otis Redding, a lot of the Memphis Soul stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why, you know, I don't know if you knew this or if you mentioned it, but this record obviously is released. We're doing a digital, you know, download. It's on iTunes and all that. But this is the first time I've ever made a record. So there's no CDs.
Okay.
People can print their own, but we have actually printed vinyl.
Vinyl, and, okay. So vinyl and digital, no CD.
No CD.
Okay, that leaves me out. No, just kidding.
So that was my first experience with music, and I think just kind of went from there.
Mm-hmm. Let's sneak in one more little snippet from a little bit different. You on the piano and vocals here, I guess. What Have I Done?
Yeah.
Returning.
Talk with J.P. Powell. We got to wrap up here, J.P. Their new album is Ta-Da For. They'll have a performance at the Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount a week from Saturday, I guess, the 23rd. And go for 15 seconds. You guys excited about this album? Is this sort of the next step?
Yeah. We're very excited about the record. Excited to play a show. Excited to make the rest of our video there at the show. Love to see everyone. There's going to be camping available right near the Harvester for anyone that doesn't want to drive back. The weather hopefully will be nice.
All right. Well, J.P., good luck with the new album, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, appreciate it.
J.P., we appreciate you being here.
Thank you for letting me.